Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel Hour with Stephen Pickford and friends, Travel World Radio Show, continuing right here across North America and around the world, talking today about our trip down to the Space Coast of Florida last month and all the great things to see and do there. Joining us now on the line is Rob Varley. He represents Space Coast Tourism. Good afternoon, Rob.
Howdy. Glad to be here.
Well, glad you could join us. Now, first of all, let's position where the Space Coast is for people who may not necessarily know where exactly in the Sunshine State they can find it.
Well, the easiest direction we give is where Orlando's closest beaches. We're just due east of Orlando, if you look at the map, and they'll find it. The easiest thing is if you look on, like, the back of the map of USA Today, you'll find Cocoa Beach. That's dead center where we are.
And it's certainly very easy to get to from Orlando, just a little over an hour. Well-marked, clearly the highway is great. You just get there, very little traffic, and, as I say, well-marked direction, so you won't get lost getting to the Space Coast.
Exactly. Just one straight shot in.
The Space Coast represents to me, as we were talking to our previous guest, Larry York, from the Inn at Cocoa Beach, it represents going to the Florida of the 50s and 60s, before a lot of the big hoopla and the mega condos all blocked the access to the beach. This is the way Florida was meant to be.
Oh, yeah. It's still probably the most beach access of any county in Florida you're going to find. I mean, almost at the end of every street is parking available, and you can just go to the beach and enjoy yourself.
Now, for people also other than the beach, this is an area where it's residential, people live, there's history, there's the outdoors, nature is very prevalent on Space Coast.
That's been a biggie for us. It's really grown in the past few years. Probably over 300 different species of birds, over 700 species of fish you can catch out in the multiple waterways we have. We have the intercoastal, then we've got the St. John's River, which you can go out there on a beautiful airboat ride and just cruise and see the alligators and all kinds of bird life, pairs of eagles. It's just spectacular.
Now, you can also see some of those beautiful and lovable Florida manatees.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, years back in the, 1600s or 1400s, they used to, the sailors mistook the manatee for mermaids.
Yeah, that's where the legend is, and I think probably a manatee would make you a better friend.
Well, today they're just everywhere, and you can see them in canoes and kayaks, etc.
Now, talking about the alligators, you could sample some of the fried alligator and different dishes of alligator. A lot of the Space Coast restaurants have that on the menu.
Oh yeah, a little alligator tail. It's a little like a sausage. It's one of the few exotic meats that I tell people it doesn't taste like chicken. They eat chicken, and then they taste like sausage.
A bit different there. Now, what I also liked about Space Coast, I visited a little town, Cocoa Village, and there's also little towns and communities which make up the area.
Oh, yeah. Cocoa Village got all these little shops, and it's like taking yourself back in time in the 50s. And then the other cool downtown area is downtown Millburn, another area where all the buildings are it's like time stopped in the 50s. And you walk around, got great restaurants, nice, unique shops. It's really a pleasure to walk around.
Now, people come for the space shuttle launches and for satellite launches, but if there isn't one planned at the time that you're going to be visiting there, there's the Kennedy Space Center, the Astronaut Hall of Fame. You can really spend a whole day or more.
Oh, you can. I mean, you don't have to have a launch to have a great time. Actually, now they got that big space shuttle, experience where you actually board a space shuttle and you have a simulation of a space shuttle launch. And astronauts tell me it's the closest thing that anybody will ever get to going into space on the space shuttle. So, you know, a lot of great activities. And then if you want to take yourself back in time, before the Space Center, on the same road is the Valiant Air Command, where it's a huge Warbird Museum and all kinds of great, you know, World War II airplanes, all refurbished, and a lot of them still fly. It's really cool.
There's also cruise liners that leave out of Port Canaveral now. Years ago, there weren't really that many, but it's becoming more and more a home port for major cruise lines.
Well, you know, it's like the second busiest cruise port in the U.S. because we've also, in addition to the multi-day cruises, we've got two huge gaming ships that go out twice a day. And so, you know, millions of passengers a year enjoy, you know, and of course they love it because they go out of this port, but it doesn't take long to get out of the port, and it's just a really beautiful views back at the beaches, et cetera. And so, you know, people really, it's so close to Orlando and to, you know, Atlanta, et cetera. You don't have to go way deep into Florida to take a nice cruise.
Well, that's what I noticed, that the access to the port was very easy. It wasn't hidden behind a number of container terminals and down some back alleys. You were right there off the highway within a couple of miles of all these hotels you could stay in.
Oh, yeah, and it was built. They built the cruise terminals with the cruise passenger in mind, and the cargo terminals are way on the other side of the port, so they don't mix the two. So that makes it very nice.
Now you can combine the beach experience with all this history and with these other activities to make a well-rounded vacation. I think the beach really. I mean, I was at Cocoa Beach, and I could have spent all day walking up and down that beach. It was very clean, very wide.
Yeah, they've done a nice job. We are just now, in fact, they're putting new additional sand on the beaches there in the north part of the county, and the Corps of Engineers has helped us greatly with keeping those beaches really nice and wide, and we're very fortunate. And there's a lot of great spots along the beach, so everybody seems to enjoy it.
There's sort of two distinct markets now that the areas are going after. You have the weekend getaways, and then you also have the people wanting like family vacations.
Yeah, it's become a great family vacation because of, you know, the space things, the nature things, and we're so close to Disney that, you know, they can drive over there for the day and enjoy Disney and wake up on the beach, and so it's a great combination.
That's what I... For example, what is your peak season there at Space Coast? Is it
actually the peak season is February, March, April. That's where it's really the busiest, you know. And then our busiest month besides March is July, and that's when all the youth sports, AAU and USSSA and all those kids, they come in and they bring, you know, 150 teams and play softball and basketball and baseball. And they love it here because they get to play the sports and then go do the theme parks.
When we were talking to Larry before, we were saying that sort of the seasons are starting to meld more and more. You get some great deals in the off season, and it's becoming more and more a year-round business to visit the Space Coast.
Yeah, it is, because some of the best weather, in my opinion, is November, December, and that's some of the lightest months, you know. And people just love the weather here, you know. I mean, you know, the snow's hitting up north, and then down here it's still in the 80s.
Oh, I can't beat that weather. Now, if somebody, we have about 1 minute to go, somebody's thinking about coming down in the next few months to the Space Coast, what are some really can't-miss, some places you'd really recommend that they put on their agenda?
Well, I tell you, the first thing I do is I come down here and I go out to Midway and jump on an airboat off State Road 50. And you will see, they'll take you back, and you'll see cypress trees and eagles, and just, it'll just be gorgeous. I mean, that to me is one of the first things I take my friends to go see.
So to get that nature experience and see that other side of the Sunshine State, apart from the condos and the development that we often think.
But
as I say, that is what I really liked about the Space Coast, is that it was going back to an era when people would go to Florida for the fun and for the vacation before it became so mega built up. This was the way it was meant to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you find the mom-and-pop places still, and it's just a really nice laid-back area.
And where can people find out more information? What's your website, and what's your 800 number?
Well, I would go to 800-93-OCEAN.
800-93-OCEAN.
And I would go to space-coast.com.
Well, thank you, Rob Varley, www.space-coast.com, for more information on Space Coast USA.
Okay.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website.